Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie, what you got over there?
All right, we got an email that says, JKJ, I need your help because I'm ready to either lose my mind or lose some friendships or maybe both. I'm getting married in a few months and I have 4 bridesmaids. I thought everything was going smoothly until last week when they basically ambushed me in a full-on bridesmaid revolt. And who was leading the charge? My maid of honor. My best friend.
Do you think
friend?
They showed up with like knives and sticks?
Right?
We're flaming torches?
Take the queen. The person who is supposed to have my back is now leading this rebellion against me. Okay, so here's the issue. I picked out their dresses. Same color, same cut, nice and simple. They aren't crazy expensive. They aren't some neon nightmare. And honestly, I thought they looked great, but apparently my great is their horrible. They tore into me about the fabric, the fit, the color, and they looked like, quote, cheap prom rejects. Oh, my gosh.
She didn't send in a picture, did she?
She didn't send in a picture, no. But I mean, she thinks that they are great. I mean, then they hit her with a big ask. They said that they all want to pick out their own dresses. Different styles, different fits, basically throwing her whole vision out the window. And she's pretty floored about it. She says, isn't my decision what people wear when they're standing at my wedding?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Me, my.
It is
but
her
it's
wedding.
Her day.
Yeah. I mean,
me.
Okay. And she said, the fact that my maid of honor is leading the mutiny. I mean, she makes a good point there. That stings more than anything. If she can't respect my choices, why is she even standing up there with me? Here's what I need to know. Is this the new way weddings are handled? Does the bride not get the final say anymore? Is it all about, quote, everyone feeling comfortable now? And am I just out of touch? Because I don't really think I'm a monster, but if this is the way things are today, I guess I need to know. So tell me, am I being a bridezilla for sticking to my guns, or are my bridesmaids and my so-called best friend completely out of line? Has anyone else been through this? I'd love to hear some real advice and experiences before I make a decision that I cannot take back. And that is signed Trisha. So, oh my gosh.
Dang, Trisha's in it deep, isn't she, for this goofy wedding of hers.
Yeah, well.
All right, so let's kind of bottom line it. She picked out dresses.
Uh-huh.
Bridesmaids don't like them.
None of them.
Maid of honor doesn't like them. They're cheap. Don't like the fabric. Don't like the color. So they are all revolting, saying that we just want to pick out our own dresses. We're still going to stand up there with you, support you. We just need different dresses.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen that where it's a uniform color. They'll all choose the color, but then they all want a dress that kind of accentuates themselves the best.
Their best different features.
Yeah, their best features. And not one size fits all because not everybody's the same. So that's what they're going for. They're like, they want something that looks the best for them, right?
Yeah.
So is that,
that
an appropriate ask to come to the bride when she's kind of laid everything out for her special day? And say, hey, we're going to change everything up on you. What are your thoughts on this? Sound off 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If you want to give some love here to the show Wants to Know and give Trisha some advice. I feel like any sort of traditional wedding is gone out the window anymore.
Yeah.
I don't hear like about traditional weddings ever.
Well,
anymore.
Tradition is one thing, but it is still the bride's special day. And I do feel like she should have a say in what the people wear who are standing up there with her. So I'm kind of torn on this one because I do agree with the fact that, you know, certain cuts of dresses flatter body types, you know, differently. And
sure.
So to be able to embrace that and find a fit that does fit the people specifically. But that's hard in itself, and usually you just kind of have to suck it up and wear the gaudy dress, you know?
I know, and Nick Nack's done that a few times,
And it's a rite of passage.
Those dresses just hang up in the basement for years to come because you never wear them again. So if I were a bride, I think I'd be open to this because I don't know who's paying for this, first of all.
Usually
it's the
bridesmaid. No, usually the bridesmaid.
Or they buy them.
The bridesmaid buys their
dress.
Generally? That is typically how it works. And then you buy everything else, too, though.
You get them some jewelry.
Yeah, the bridal shower. You have the bridal party. Like, you are ponying up quite a bit of cash when you are a bridesmaid, typically.
Typically.
So the fact that,
I need to know who's paying for it. That's part of this.
They probably are. That's usually how it works. The bridesmaids pay for their dresses.
If I was a bride and all of my ladies were like, we don't like this at all. We do not feel comfortable. It's itchy fabric. It's ugly. I don't know what's so wrong with saying, you know what? Go get whatever you want as long as it's black or as long as it's peach, whatever the goofy colors are for the wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see why that would be such a big deal. As long as you're sticking within the color palette, I would imagine they can all go out together and go shopping and try to match everything up. I don't know. What are your thoughts on this? Especially maybe some brides or bridesmaids that have gone through this? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Here's Michelle on the line. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. Would you like to sound off for Show Wants to Know?
Yes. I was just saying, I'm Team Bride.
Okay.
It's the bride's day. They're your friend. I said a couple of years ago I was in a wedding, and she picked out very hideous dresses. Our hair was slicked back to our head. We had so much makeup on that my husband goes, oh, my gosh, you kind of look like a demon. I had so much eye makeup on. I looked so awful. But I said I smiled. I had a great time. I danced. And, you know, it was all her vision, and she's my friend. So apparently we do terrible things for our friends.
Yeah, but what if your vision sucks? I think it's about time bridesmaids stood up to these monster brides and said, no, we're not doing this.
I think it depends on, like, me at my wedding, I did the cover, get your dress, but I'm pretty chill. I don't care. But my friend, she had a vision. She wanted us all to look uniform. Some of us, the very young 20-year-olds, daughters of hers, looked great. Us 40-year-old ladies looked, well,
demons. I just need all my girls to look like demons for my wedding. No. It's a demon theme.
Oh, it was bad. Literally, right. My eyelashes have never recovered.
Oh, no.
You took one for the team,
so
though.
So much thick mascara.
I did.
You did. And you're still friends with the bride as well, right?
I am. I love her. She's a great person. See? It was what she wanted.
Even though you hated it, I'm going to put you on Team Bride, right? That's your vote?
Yep,
Team Bride.
Team Bride.
Michelle, thank you for calling us today.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. How do I pronounce this?
Tivery?
Tivery?
Yeah, you got it.
Yay.
Hey, good job.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts for Show Wants to Know? Are you Team Bride or Team Bridesmaids?
I'm Team Bride, and the only way I would be Team Bridesmaid is if the dresses were too revealing and someone was uncomfortable in that way, or if someone was trying to, like, hide a pregnancy bump or something. But I was a maid of honor in my best friend's wedding, and we all had the same dresses, but the top, like, you could wrap them differently. You could wrap, there were longer pieces of fabric at the top you could wrap around your waist or however you felt comfortable.
Oh,
but
so you can cover up your breastises or something,
genius,
or your booty.
Actually.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and we all coincidentally went with the same kind of wrap style. But, yeah, unless, like, the bridesmaids are, if it's, like, a really short dress and it's exposing, that's the only way. But they need to suck it up and support the bride, because I'm sure she feels really, like, teamed up on.
Yeah.
It sounds like it. Yeah. She called it a mutiny.
Yeah. Yes. A takeover. A rebellion.
They're showing up with pitchforks. No, no, no.
Oh, my gosh. Right? Get out of my swamp kind of stuff. But, yeah, I need to save the dress. But for right now, I'm definitely Team Bride.
Team Bride. All right. I have you down. Thank you so much for sounding off with us.
If she needs another bridesmaid that will wear whatever, have her call me.
There you go, Tivery.
That's awfully nice of you.
You're a sweet person.
Very kind of you.
Appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you. Have a great Thursday.
You too. Bye.
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 Here's Tawny. Hi, Tawny.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
We're Good super morning. Dupes. Good morning. All right, Team Bride or Team Monster Bridemaid?
I am Team Bride. I am going through this right now with my child and her friends.
Well, is your child picking out ugly dresses or what?
Dresses are beautiful, but the matron of honor has a gorgeous dress, and then the bridesmaid has dresses that are not as fancy, but they're beautiful. And we are buying them. That's another thing.
Oh.
We are buying them.
Then they've got to do what you're doing if you're buying them.
Yeah.
I say they've got to
shut up.
They have to
wear it. They gotta
the matron of honor, as soon as we sent her the picture, she decided she wanted to go get something else. And then the other girl, she wants something else. Well, this is my thing. For one, we're trying to make...
Uh-oh, Tawny, are we losing you?
You can see... So, I'm driving on the highway. We probably went through a dead
zone. We're getting like every other word. So really quick, are you team bride or team bridesmaids then?
Team bride.
Team
we
bride.
We want the dresses to look the way she wants them, not the way the girls want them.
Yeah.
There you go.
The bride's
Thank you,
wedding.
Tawny. Appreciate you. All yeah. right, that's three now for team bride.
I like the emphasis on it, though. It is their day.
I need to know who's paying for them, and I need to know what they look like. Because if they are truly hideous, you've got to at some point speak up to the bride. And say, no, I'm not wearing this. I will never wear it again.
No, it's a circle of, it's a rite of passage. Like,
it needs
you
to
have
stop.
To.
Says no. who? Why is this still
know.
A thing?
I don't know. It's just how it's always been.
No, it needs to change.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if you're the one to make that change, Jer.
I really do. I'm starting a petition
doing
right now.
Doing your part.
We got a Katie on the line. Hi, Katie.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. All right. So what are your thoughts on this?
I'm mainly on Team Bride.
But?
The only reason that I'm partly on Team Bridesmaid is if the dresses are like completely uncomfortable.
Well, then she
That's
talked
the
about
only
that.
Thing.
They didn't like the fabric choice and everything. I mean, you're going to be standing up there for how long and taking pictures and wearing it all night? If it is itchy and scratchy and uncomfortable, why are you making your friends wear this stuff all night then? Doesn't it
That's
say
the
that
only
in there?
Thing, but the rest, I'm all completely on Team Bride. I was in a wedding just like a month ago, and she did what you guys were talking about of pick a color. She picked the color, and we go pick out the dress. And olive green is hard to find.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, who's picking?
I didn't complain.
Yeah. No,
and why do brides do that? Why does it have to be olive green?
Well, because that's a color.
Because they
got to
be unique
Yuck.
And look good for Instagram, Jer.
The pictures. That's well, and before Instagram, yeah. wedding pictures are a big deal, you know, and that's what it's for.
No, you know what it's for? It's for one person to be a monster for one day and boss everybody around and make them uncomfortable and make them look ugly so she looks better.
I'm not getting that from Trisha's email, though. I'm not. I don't feel like Trisha's the bridezilla making
like
her friends.
Making her friends look ugly so she
I
looks better.
I don't think so. I think that they just don't like her vision.
Katie, did I put you down for Team Bride or Team Bride? You're Team Bride, right?
Yeah, mainly Team Bride.
Mainly. Team
Bride. Mainly.
One foot
80%.
In, one foot out.
Yeah, yeah.
80-20.
80% Bride. Thank you for calling in this morning. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, Katie.
Hi, Bridget.
Hello.
Let me guess, you're Team Bride.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Why is that?
Well, when they accept when they're asked to be in the wedding,
yeah,
they take on that.
They take on itchy fabric?
Absolutely. It wouldn't matter if she wanted them to be in a gunny sack.
Yeah. You sport that with pride, right?
This is
right?
my
it's
day.
Her day.
Yeah.
She's the one that's up there, and it's her day, and you suck it up. Put it on. I've been in, like, 7 weddings, and some of them were rough.
Shoes She's hurting, ugly dress, horrible color.
Oh, yeah. And then yeah. they go, then they want to do, have your makeup done and your hair, and you're like, wow.
Cha-ching.
You look hideous for one day. It's
yeah.
fine. You do
yeah.
that for your friend.
And
you
it's so expensive.
That.
You look horrible for one day, and it's so expensive, too, right? Ugh.
Yep, and when it's your turn, it's all about you, and you yeah. get to pick your dress. So.
And you get to make them
That's
look
bad.
That's
what it is. This is all yeah. just a giant, vicious yeah. cycle of payback, yeah. payback,
I
payback.
Maybe they
it
just
is.
Have you look bad so that
yes.
they
look
even
better.
Better.
That's what it is, the bride.
Thank you for a lady saying
no,
that, because I felt bad saying it.
The bride has to look the best.
Yeah.
And so how
Absolutely.
Do you do that?
You make everyone else ugly.
The people around her look worse.
Like demons
right?
and
Here's
Shrek.
Here's the hideous yes. people I hang out with. How it's, beautiful am I?
Yes, it is part of the process. And then when you get married, you get to do that to your friend.
Yeah. Like, why is this a thing?
Y'all are horrible.
It's a vicious cycle.
This is part of being a girl, okay? You
I
guys
think
just
these,
get over it.
These ladies at Trisha's wedding are trying to stop this cycle of madness. And meanness.
Well, they should stop it with their own wedding
yeah.
then and let her be.
They should yes. just walk out, I think.
If you want to
no.
get on a hill and climb up something,
what's
you would
gonna
get
happen?
Your own wedding.
Bridget, what's going to happen if they say, no, we're not doing this, and they just pull the plug and they don't stand up there with her at all? What's going to happen?
Move on to friend number 4.
Right? Exactly.
Just keep working your way down the line.
Or the processing right? song
That's
is just shorter.
Just keep working your way down.
No, it's there's so many ways to get around it.
Like weddings you just, are madness.
You have to suck it up and wear the ugly dress.
I got you on Team
Absolutely.
Bride. I got you on Team Bride, Bridget. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye. Bye. Is anybody going to be on Team Bridesmaids? Here's Jordan. Hi, Jordan.
I am Team Bridesmaid.
Yay! Hey, look at that.
Somebody.
We were so outnumbered, Jordan. Where have you been?
Well, I just have to say from experience, I was in two back-to-back weddings, one where we were in all same dress, same color, same everything. We were all uniform. It's what the bride wanted. We just did not look that good. Everybody, it looked old-fashioned, and it did not fit each bride appropriately, and not everybody was comfortable in their own skin to have a spotlight on them for part of the day. And then a week later, I was in another wedding where we got the color and we were allowed to choose our own dress, and every woman looked and felt good. But I think a lot of it has to do with approach rather than saying the dress you picked is ugly, it's scratchy, it's all about you. You could say, let's talk about your vision, because we want you to look back on these photos with happiness and not saying, why on earth did I let so-and-so wear a dress that looks so provocative or whatever? Make it about the bride, but help them reconsider their vision.
I like your gentle approach to this.
Yeah, make it their idea.
But I also feel like when you approach the bride, her head's going to start spinning around and around, and blood's going to squirt from her eyes, and she's going to be like, this is my vision!
Right? She very well could.
Yeah.
But let's pull up Pinterest. Let's see some ideas and be like, do you want to look like it's the 90s or
that's
do you want to look
good.
Like it's 2025?
Show there up with go. Some examples.
Pinterest
I like
good.
That.
Yeah,
yeah, like
well
a PowerPoint
done.
Almost.
Yeah.
This is what we should pick, not this.
But Team Bridesmaid, I mean, you're putting out a lot of money. You're putting out your own body, your own time. It's about the bride, but also let's consider everything your friends are doing for you for about a year in advance, from bridal showers to wedding parties, everything.
It's a commitment, isn't it? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you are the
yeah.
single one sitting on the side of my scoreboard for the bridesmaids, but thank you for being brave and calling in.
And you had a great take,
yes.
Jordan.
You really
great.
Good take.
Well, you really did.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right.
Bye.
Megan's been holding forever. Megan, you get the final word on this. Welcome to the show. Hi.
Hello.
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 Whose side are you on?
Bride.
Oh, God.
There we go.
Here we go. Another bride.
All here's right. the thing.
Yeah.
Like, if they ask you to be, to stand up with them at their wedding, like, that means that this person, this bride, values you that much in her life, really. That's how it should be. That she wants you to be up there. She wants you to be part of this. So, just suck it up.
Yeah.
It's one day, one night. Although,
yeah,
the
but
last
those
caller
pictures
said,
are forever.
Like, I don't care if you don't look good. It's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, true. But with social media and pictures lasting forever, it kind of is about you a little bit. I mean, you're going to be up there as the ugly stepsister for the rest of your life.
I don't want to be a frumpy dumpling.
Like,
yeah.
You're there, but it's no one's looking at you.
Yeah.
Like, sorry.
That's a great point, Megan.
As far as everyone saying that the bride is trying to make them look ugly, I had like 8 women stand with me. And they all looked absolutely gorgeous and beautiful.
Well, it's because you
so
have good taste.
Not everyone's
Megan.
Like that.
Yeah.
It's because you have taste.
Really beautiful friends.
And you have beautiful friends. Yeah.
There you go. You're a sweet person.
They look hot no matter what.
My friends are hotties.
Hey, out of curiosity, I mean, how many of those true. Ladies do you still talk to that stood up there with you?
All of them.
Do
Yay,
you really?
Megan!
How long have you been married?
Been married for 6 years.
Yeah, give it some time.
No, some of these friends, I collect people. I'm a people collector. This is what I do. It drives my husband crazy.
That's so cute.
It's so funny. We were just looking at our wedding pictures, and we've been together for 21 years now, and it's like the people standing up on each side of us, we're like, oh, well, we still talk to my sister. She's up there. Other than that, I talked to one guy, I think, that was standing up with me out of the 5. It's funny how they just kind of
yeah.
disappear, Megan.
But when you say people collector, that is not Jeremy. So
it really isn't.
No,
it's not
it's
a
not.
Jeremy
real.
Trait.
It's not.
Real.
People come and go out of my life pretty quick.
Mostly go.
It's a lot of going, Megan. Yeah, a lot of going. Megan, will you be my friend?
I'll be your friend.
Yay! All right. We'll go grab a margarita sometime.
Megan, all right, I'll wear an ugly dress for you.
Thank you, Shrek. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye, Megan.
Oh, that was funny.
You guys, thank you so much for all the calls and comments. Text line is exploding, too. If you ever have something you want us to read on the air, a dilemma, a situation going on in your life, shoot us a message on our socials, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook or Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram for Show Wants to Know.